Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, a children's moment from our youth pastor, Justin Livingston, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor, Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m. and in our parking lot for our drive-in service at 11:30 a.m. here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship here at First Christian Church. It is a joy to be in worship together, whether we are here in this room worshiping together or joining us virtually through our church Facebook page or website. We welcome each and every one to worship together. As we gather today, a few things to note. If it is your first time worshiping with us, a very special welcome to you. We invite you to stop at our Welcome Center just outside the sanctuary after church to pick up a gift just to thank you for being here today. There is a tear-off sheet on your bulletin. It's on the right side. If you would mind tearing that off now and filling that out, it helps us not only to know that you were here, but you can also fill in prayer concerns or joys or celebrations, things that you would like for us to be in prayer for. So we invite you to fill those out for us. Also, if you are worshiping with us online, we invite you to send us an email letting us know if you have any concerns or needs that we can be in prayer for as well. As you enter the sanctuary this morning, we hope that you picked up one of our all-in-one communion kits. And if you're worshiping with us online, please feel free to pick up whatever might work for communion, whether it's crackers and grapes or bread and juice. Whatever you have at home will work just fine as we gather around the table here shortly. As I'm sure you all are experiencing as well, COVID continues to come closer and closer to our own communities, family, and friends. And so, unfortunately, it has affected the Yonker family. Emmy Yonker has COVID, and she tested positive yesterday. And so Dave decided to stay home just out of an abundance of caution so that he wouldn't bring any possible germs here to church today. We will be in prayer for Emmy to feel better soon and for the family to stay safe and healthy. And so we give thanks that he was able to submit a sermon on video today. So thanks to modern technology, he's here with us, both online and here in a little while for our sermon. We will also keep in prayers, like I said, the many in our schools, the many at our jobs, many who are ill with COVID at this time. Looking ahead to some of the things going on in the life of our church, you'll see this slide up here that Julie Kirk, our accompanist, in our first service, next week will be her last Sunday with us. And we give thanks for nearly 10 years of music ministry with Julie. And so if you would like to come to first service next week for her last Sunday, and also we will have a reception between services to celebrate and give thanks for her ministry with us. Our Crosstown High youth group, which is middle school and high school age youth, are meeting today at Fun City from 3 to 5 o'clock. Sarah Schwartz and Kathy Raymond will be leading the group. And so if we have any middle school or high school students, they are welcome to come to Fun City. They'll be meeting there at 3 o'clock. And so we invite you there for bowling and fun this afternoon. Later this week on Wednesday, our M&M Ministries will be back here in this place after our holiday break. We can't wait to visit with all of our kids that are ages 3 up through 5th grade. So all are welcome to come for M&M beginning on Wednesday. Lastly, our 150th year celebration year got a little strange because it was 2020 and everything got a little strange. And so even though things got a little off course, our library committee here in the church had issued a 150th anniversary reading challenge. And so even though the year didn't go as anyone expected, they held that challenge. And so today we are offering congratulations and certificates to those who participated in our reading challenge from the library committee. So I'd like to read some names. And then after church, you're welcome to stop at our Welcome Center to pick up your certificate for participating. We give thanks for Brady Freeling, Connie Wilton, Dave Yonker, Donna Langley, Elaine Stansberry, Evelou Myers, Heather Hayes, Janet Club, Linda Giffen, Mary Shivers, Nancy Huppenbauer, Rebecca Teeter, Rita Fennessy, Ron Teeter, Riley Kuhn, Sam Helmick, Scott Teeter, and Sydney Dick. And so we give them thanks and maybe a little round of applause here for participating. And we also give thanks for our library ministry here. We do have a church library, and then you can even check books out and return them at your own leisure. And so if you've ever would like more information, please feel free to ask any of us. But we give thanks for them and challenging and encouraging us to keep reading. All right, so let us stand. We're going to greet those we're worshiping around. And please give a wave to this camera right over my shoulder at our friends online today. Let us pray. Lord, open our hearts to the surprising way in which you offer to us your love and presence. Help us to truly believe in the wondrous ways that you work in our lives. Give us hearts and spirits for service to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I invite you to be seated, and as you are finding your seats, I'd like to invite the children to come forward for a children's moment.
Oh, Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah. Hurrah, oh Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah, oh little words to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so, Jesus loves me so.
All right, well, we're
halfway enthusiastic, not too bad for a Sunday morning. Today, I have a special treat for you. Today, we're going to listen to some music played by an orchestra. Does anyone know what an orchestra is? A group of people that play instruments. Do they all play the same instrument? No, it's usually a very large group, 70 people, maybe even more, that play different instruments, right? So let's take a listen for just a minute of a beautiful orchestra. What could you hear playing along? Yeah. Violin. Yep. What other instruments, Charlie?
A piano.
A piano? Yeah, absolutely a piano. Trumpet. Yeah. I think I heard a clarinet maybe. Yeah. I think there were probably some flutes. Yeah. Along with the violin, probably the viola, the bass, the cello, right? Lots of instruments were playing. So many different people are playing different instruments. What do you think makes an orchestra of so many people and so many instruments, what makes them good? How do you think they're able to do that? Correct? Practice, yes, I would say so. Now, do you think practice by themselves or practice as a group? Probably both, right? Do you think that each person needs to know their part? Yeah, they have to know their part pretty well, right? Yeah, Charlie. They all what? They sing together, they play together, right? So they all are watching their conductor, which is the person at the front helping them all play together, right? They have to work together, right? It's almost like a really, really big team. Did you know the church is a little bit like an orchestra in that way? The church has lots and lots of people, and we all have different gifts and skills that God has given to each of us. Now, sometimes we might be tempted to think, oh, I don't have any skills, I'm just me. But God gave each and every one of us special skills, but they're all different. And just like the orchestra, as a church, we all share our gifts and skills together to serve God and to serve the church. Not everybody's job can be the same, right? Because what if we all got up on Sunday ready to preach a sermon? That'd be a really long church service, wouldn't it? We'd all be up here preaching. That would be a lot. But we all have different skills. Some preachers, some maybe musicians, some maybe greeters and welcomers, some are really good at praying. There are so many different gifts that we bring to our life as a church family. And just like an orchestra, we play together, we practice, and we work together as a team. Let's pray. Dear God, we give thanks that you give us so many gifts. We pray that we would see the gifts in ourselves and in other people and work together to bring glory to your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah. For Jesus loves me, this I know, hurrah, hurrah. A little ones to him rely, they are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me so.
This morning, as we gather into prayer time, we do have a few church families that we lift up in our prayers. We want to continue to lift up the prayer, the family of Jim Moyner. Jim's funeral was here on Friday, and so we continue to pray for their family. And then we also received word this week that Dave Stout passed away. He was a previous Timothy, which means he grew up in the church and went in to serve in ministry from this church. And so we want to keep his family in our prayers as well this week. Let us go to God in prayer. Eternal God, what a day it is to come into your presence. We pray that as we enter into this time of prayer, we open our minds and spirits to you. Come, Holy Spirit, fall afresh on us. We come with the desire to bow before you as empty vessels, waiting to be filled by you. And although we desire this, our minds and souls are often busy with many things that stand in the way. We come preoccupied with our worries. We worry about our children, about our finances. We worry about not being good enough at work. We worry about our health. We worry about the world and about war. Help us to step back and work to unengage from our worries. Help us to make those moves to halt our worries when we aren't strong enough to end them ourselves. Empty us of those worries that we may be filled by you. Fill us with a sense of your presence, O God. Fill us with the touch of your spirit. Fill us with a new energy and with your power. Fill us with trust and faith. Empower us as we worship here, and then enable us to impact the world for Jesus. Change the parts of our lives that have become stagnant into vibrant, spirit-filled life. We lift up to you so many who are in need. Lead us and inspire in us ways to work for real change, ways to provide for others in truly helpful ways. Today especially, we lift up to you the personal burdens that we bring with us into worship. We share with you the family members and friends that we worry about, those who go without the necessities of life, those whose health is challenged. We pray today for those who are on our church prayer list. We pray that you would walk with them through health hardships, through strained relationships, through financial burdens and joblessness. We pray that all who are struggling would be able to find hope in you. We pray that your vision for the world would come to be and that your peace would rain down over the world. We pray that your love would heal hurt hearts. We continue to pray for the Moyner family, and we pray that you would comfort them as they mourn the loss of Jim. We also lift up the family of Dave Stout, and we pray that you would be a constant companion to them as they grieve. God, we pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, lifting our voices together to pray the prayer that he taught his disciples, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, as we go into a new sermon series, we turn in our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Paul writes, Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, Let Jesus be cursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit, and to another, the gift of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God indeed.
We're starting a new sermon series here today called How Can I Keep From Singing? This series is all about hearing a message of hope for us here in the dead of winter. Maybe you noticed that for those of us here in Southeast Iowa, it snowed quite a bit on Friday night. And while in our house, massive amounts of snow, huge snowstorms are welcome at any and all times in the middle of winter, I know that not everybody looks forward to snow as much as we do in our house. But maybe you were like us and you noticed that this snowstorm was a bit heavier than the one that fell a few weeks ago. The snow was wet, and it was thick, and it heavy, and it looked beautiful on the trees outside the window. Maybe you noticed that whenever you were trying to shovel your walk on Saturday morning or work on your driveway, that maybe now you have a backache because the snow was so heavy and so thick. It's been cold for such a long time for those of us here in our part of the world that we have this, like, skewed sense of what the weather is like. We say things to each other like, you know, 25 degrees really isn't that bad compared to 10 below like it was a few weeks ago. And this past week on Tuesday and on Wednesday, when it was like 40, 45 degrees, I mean, it felt downright hot. I mean, people were pulling out like their barbecue grills and people were walking around in shorts and t-shirts. I mean, it was like springtime here in Iowa when it was 45 degrees last week. We have this kind of odd sense of the weather. But now here it is again. Snow covers the ground as far as you can see. It is almost like we're back to the dog days of winter. I mean, the Christmas decorations have been all taken down. The lights that were hanging outside of your house, maybe over the garage, over the front porch, kind of down the side of your house, they're probably still there because they're frozen to your house, but they're probably now unplugged, no longer shining for everybody else to see. It's that time of year where it's kind of cloudy most of the time, it seems. It's kind of cold and gray and snowy. And before, maybe you were dreaming about singing A White Christmas. Now we're dreaming about singing Being in the Garden. Before, there was Christmas music on everywhere. Now we're waiting for spring to arrive. But even though that's the case, there's still good news to be found. The baby that was born in a manger that we celebrated just a couple of weeks ago, he is alive and moving and here in our midst. The presence of Christ fills us and blesses us and makes us whole together as a people of faith. And so there is still a word of hope to be found, even in the dead of winter. I mean, there are still things to celebrate and to sing for joy about. The love of God is still moving in our life here and now. And so over the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about celebrating Christ's presence. We're going to be hearing messages not only from the Apostle Paul, like we do today, but also from Jesus himself, too, in the Gospel of Luke. We're going to celebrate all that God has done, all the ways in which Christ brings us together here and now. It's going to be a great series, and you're not going to want to miss it. We begin today hearing this word from the Apostle Paul talking about spiritual gifts and spiritual gifts that we have in our lives. Maybe you notice that he goes to this long list beginning in verse 8 of 1 Corinthians 12. It talks about how one person is given the spirit of utterance of wisdom. Somebody else is given the utterance of knowledge. Someone else is given faith as a spiritual gift. Somebody else is given the gift of healing and so on and so forth. He names off this long list, talk about all the ways in which the Spirit of God moves in people's lives. Now, we know that this is not like an exhaustive, end-all, be-all list of spiritual gifts. In fact, in other places in Paul's writings, in other parts of our New Testament, he talks about other lists of spiritual gifts. He talks about teaching and preaching and the gift of hospitality and the spiritual gift of praying for each other and how the body of Christ needs people to not only be up front, but also work behind the scenes and simply have a gift of being there for each other. He talks about in lots of different places how the Spirit of God moves through all of our lives and gives us specific talents and gifts to use for the furthering of God's kingdom. And what we hear in all these lists that Paul gives is that each of us have our own special gift and talent. And even though they're unique, they all come from the same place. They come from God on high, moving through us, filling us, blessing us, loving us so that we can use our gifts and talents. Now, Paul gives this message to the Corinthians back in the day for a reason. The reason that he gives them this message about all these different gifts is that the Corinthian church was a really mixed and varied and diverse church. I mean, Corinth is this little town like near the Mediterranean Sea, right kind of in like southern Greece. And so back in the day, Corinth was almost like this New York City kind of place. It was like a melting pot kind of people. I mean, Corinth had people traveling through it on the way to other places. And so there were folks in Corinth from all over the world. There were folks from big cities and small towns and folks who were locals who had been born and raised in Corinth, and folks who had only been there a short amount of time, and folks who were only there for a day or two. Along with this, there were folks of all different kinds of religions. Paul talks about there being Jews and Gentiles and people of every kind of shape and size, people of devout faith and people of no faith whatsoever. But the situation was such that once the good news of Jesus started to spread and people started to follow Jesus Christ, they all found themselves being in the same church together. And so you could just imagine what it was like with people from all these varied backgrounds and different political opinions and sociological opinions kind of all being in the church together. Paul talks about how at times they simply have to just agree to disagree because they're never going to get along. And so because they're never going to get along, Paul gives them this message of hope about how even though they were different, even though they have various gifts and talents, he says they are one people together. I mean, he names it there in verse 7 that we heard. He says that each of the people have been given a gift for the common good. I mean, it's almost like you may have the gift of hospitality. Someone else is good at organization. Someone else works behind the scene. And a few people are those upfront leaders. And Paul says the church is to use all those gifts together. Everybody pile in together with their gifts for the work of the Spirit, for the furthering of the kingdom of God together, to work for the common good. It's almost like Paul is saying that you may think that your gift is just for yourself and your ability is only for your good. But if that's the case, then we're mistaken, because we're to use our gifts to further the good news of God's love in Jesus Christ, to bring people together for the common good together. In our house, the soundtrack that is playing on our radio that's like in the kitchen is no longer Christmas music. I mean, it's no longer Michael Blue Blay's Christmas album. It's no longer big band jazz standards or country Christmas music, or even like arrangements of Christmas Carol. I mean, we had that playing in our house kind of nonstop a few weeks ago. But the soundtrack that's been playing here recently in our house is different. Now we've been listening to a whole bunch of music from the Disney movie Encanto. Maybe you've seen it recently. And so if you've seen it, maybe in your mind, the music from Encanto has been playing nonstop, not only in your house, but stuck on repeat in your brain. Now, if you and your kids or grandkids have seen this movie, then I won't, you know, spoil it. I won't kind of tell the whole thing. But I'll at least tell you that early on in the movie, we realize that each of the family members in this one family has been given a gift. One person has the gift of strength and they can lift all kinds of things. Somebody else has been given the gift to speak and communicate with animals. Somebody else's gift is to bring the family together. Someone else can control the weather. Someone else has like superhuman hearing and they can hear someone blinking their eyes from like miles away. Someone else has the gift of healing people with food. And so throughout the movie, as you learn about all these gifts there in Encanto, there's this great little line by the mother figure in the movie. She says that each person in the family has been given a gift for a reason. She says, to be exact, she says they are to use their blessings for the benefit of the community. They are to, in fact, serve the community to strengthen their hope through their gift. It's a great little line, and in our house, when we were watching this movie again on Disney Plus recently, I actually had to pull my phone out and, like, write that little note down. That we're to use the gifts for the blessing and the benefit of community, to strengthen the community's hope through the gifts of each person. Now, I don't know if the writer of Encanto had opened 1 Corinthians 12, as the letter to the Apostle Paul, whenever they were writing down and making up this movie, but it seems like it's coming directly from it. Paul says, each of us has a gift. And we may think that we don't. We may see the gifts of somebody else about how talented they are, about how amazing they are at work or music or art or sports or whatever it is. And we may think that our gifts are lacking. But that's not the case. Our gifts may be one of support or prayer or teaching or leading. And the gift that we have now may not be the gift that we have tomorrow, because our gifts change and move and are shaped by our life experiences and the situations that we are in. Our challenge, our call from the Apostle Paul, is to realize that all of our gifts come from the Holy Spirit. Because don't we know that the world in which we live in today looks a whole lot like the Corinthian church? I mean, even in our world around us, we are a melting pot of ideas and opinions and personalities and people. And we are conditioned to think that our gifts only benefit ourselves. I mean, whereas, like, our world preaches liberty, what Paul is preaching here is dependence, is sharing the gospel together, is doing the work of Christ together. And we can only do that by being dependent on each other and using our gifts together. In the good news of hope, the message for our lives is that all of our gifts, all of our experiences, everything that we have is shaped by the Holy Spirit. Because God has created us just as we are. And we get to use our lives to tell others about what God is doing in theirs. Because we are in this life together. Thanks be to God. Amen.